This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
China's move to largely halt U.S. corn imports after claiming it found GMO grain in some shipments has drawn sharp reaction from Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. U.S. corn exports to China, one of America's fastest-growing corn markets, is off by 85% from last year, according to one industry estimate. That, as Beijing complains, some shipments contain a genetic modification by Syngenta Ag. Some industry observers fear commercial motives are behind China's move, a claim that has not escaped Grassley.
When the product has been determined to be safe in this country, that means that it's met scientific problems that are recognized worldwide. It shouldn't be kept out of China.
But if China continues to keep out most U.S. corn, Grassley has this proposal.
And since China has kept it out, maybe based upon politics as opposed to sound science, or another way of saying a non-tariff trade barrier, which isn't scientifically grounded, then we need to take action through the WTO against China.
Grassley expressed surprise at the development, since he says China's going to have to be a major corn importer well into the future. This week, the livestock markets are looking at some increased demand. I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, for more details on how the livestock markets are moving.
Well, I think one of the things we're watching for, first of all, in the cattle market, we've seen a significant rebound in demand for product over the past couple of weeks as prices have broke off of their recent record highs. But we're still looking at significant negative margins, and we need to start improving those margins. Can we do so, and can we pull the cash back up? Futures have been overall weak because the cash continues to trend lower. We need to start firming up that cash market. For that, we need profitable margins. On the hog side, we have big upfront supplies right now because of weights being 4% plus above year-ago levels. We're making up for the lack of numbers. But the lack of numbers because the PED virus is starting to catch up with the industry. Longer term, I think it's supportive. Near term, though, it still leaves us weak until we can see greater movement. Export business has really been lacking for pork and strong in beef. And I think that's the one thing that leaves pork vulnerable near term, though, in price.
Suderman also touched on a new USDA reporting rule. The USDA is requiring farms affected by the PED virus to report their situation. Suderman says this may not make much of a difference in combating the virus, though.
I think it's a little early to have a real understanding of the impact of that reporting and how well farmers are reporting it. I know there's oftentimes a real skepticism to say too much. It might put you at a disadvantage from a production standpoint. But this is a disease that's been ravaging the countryside, ravaging hog herds across much of the United States now, I think 27 or 28 states, and also many parts of Canada, as well as other parts of the world as well. It's a disease that we do not yet have a handle on, and I think USDA is probably trying to come in here now a little bit too little, too late, trying to quickly do something to help the disease after they've largely, many would say, have been caught with their hands in their pockets doing nothing now for a while.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Long-term care can often mean long-term debt, but when you add the long-term care benefit option to a new whole life policy from Country Financial, you can withdraw the policy's death benefit while you're living to help pay nursing home or other qualified care expenses. Ask me, Wayne Schaefer, about our long-term care policies that offer even more protection. To find out more about long-term care coverage, contact me, Wayne Schaefer, your Country agent in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706. Visit CTEMI.com for more information. Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Jersey County Grain asks farmers to confirm that the seeds they intend to plant are approved for all major export markets, including China. If not, Jersey County Grain encourages you to check with your seed reps to see if your order can be exchanged for seed that is approved for global use. Jersey County Grain will not be accepting any grain that contains certain trait stacks. Get grain quotes for Jerseyville or Hardin at jerseycountygrain.com or get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
Local problems may come in all shapes and sizes, but if you are an Illinois Farm Bureau member, you can find the help you need with local problems, no matter what their size. From property tax equity and landfill siting to land use development and groundwater protection, Illinois Farm Bureau is there for you when problems arise and you wonder where to turn. Illinois Farm Bureau works with you and with your state legislators, offering the expertise, resources, and problem-solving skills you need on local issues. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means solutions.
While the deadline to sign up for multi-peril crop insurance coverage has passed, now is the time to sign up for some more specific and different types of crop insurance, like hail coverage. Leslie Bent, crop insurance specialist with First Farm Credit Services, has more.
Hail insurance is just another endorsement, basically another policy on top of your federal crop insurance. With your federal crop, your claim is paid out at the end of the year, but if you had hail, you know, tomorrow on your crop, the hail policy just picks up that portion of the hail.
As farmers prepare to make that insurance purchase, Bent says the policy pays by the acre.
Basically, you decide, you know, if you want $500, $600 worth of hail coverage on your crop, you can purchase whatever amount you want, really. And you can insure different fields. You don't have to insure all your stuff. If you have more susceptible ground, you know, flat areas where wind is a problem, you can just insure that field just with, you know, hail and wind on it alone. You don't have to insure all your stuff. That's the beauty of it.
Bent says this year the pricing for crop insurance is varied.
What they are doing is on your federal crop insurance, you have the spring and fall price options there. And those are the two pricing options you have with your multi-peril. Several companies have come out with like a third pricing discovery period that you can purchase. And currently one of our insurance companies has one that you can currently right now, starting right now, start tracking your price for your 2015 crop insurance. So you don't have to wait until you get the February averages for your spring price next year. You could start actually picking a different month and tracking that month, and that would be your guarantee for the next year.
Sign up for hail insurance runs through June. In a split second, a good day of farming can go bad when you find yourself sinking into grain and becoming trapped.
The equipment we have was developed by firemen for firemen, and it was developed so that they could adapt to the different kinds of scenarios that could happen on a family farm or a commercial facility. Because of that, we want to make sure that every fireman knows how to use it and can adapt it to them situations. It's kind of like you'd give a fireman a fire extinguisher and not tell them how to use it.
Fire departments across the nation, including the Nokomis Area Fire District, are training with grain bin rescue tubes that, according to instructor Dale Ekdahl of Outside Data, have saved lives.
It comes from the experiences that we have as a company going out, and we've also had the ability and the good fortune of having four people rescued using our equipment. From those experiences, we want to forward that on and make sure that if there is an accident, God forbid, that at least they'll know how to use it properly.
Keeping in mind that not every grain bin is built the same.
It's a 10-panel system. And the reason we decided to go with a 10-panel system is, one, each panel themselves would be smaller. Some of the older bins that you'll find on family farms only have like a 20-inch opening. And because of that small diameter opening, you're going to have something that will fit through there so the rescue can continue. So at 18 inches, this panel will fit through. And it's made out of aluminum, so it's light and very easy to use.
Ekdahl holds training for firefighters and EMTs across the nation, and he always stresses,
be safe as a firefighter. Don't get yourself in danger yourself. Go in that bin with a plan. Practice, practice, and practice.
He also stressed that farmers need to always tell someone where they are at, so if something does go wrong in the bin, the rescue time can be shortened and hopefully a life can be saved. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.